I still mess up. I still got issues. I still got problems. But I want to make sure that I live in that moment that God is working with us.
Sometimes we're praying for things and we're not getting the things because we don't have the attributes to sustain the things. It's like, you could have sworn you prayed from A to Y, but then Z happened. And you like, ooh, I just had 30 more seconds. I would have prayed for that. Ooh, God, help me in this moment. Constrain me, Father. Give me the words to say and give me the quietness to not say nothing when I don't need to say nothing.
I'm her fun. She crashes out on me. I didn't say, you know what? But to be honest, what you're talking about is what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, is that the power of prayer. And really people start saying, does prayer work in my life? And it does. We might not see it from the standpoint, because what we're praying is not in God's will. It says that, man, you cannot pray enough to prepare for it. Don't try to spend hours doing this. Hey, here's the model prayer. Here's the things you pray for. And in this prayer, because this is Jesus' word, I don't think Jesus would put a prayer together that would make us miss something.
Right. We have a little show review for you guys called Evil.
Is my client possessed by a demon?
Are you referring to demons metaphorically or clinically?
I don't believe in all that. Devils and possession.
The problem with my job is that possession looks a lot like insanity, and I need someone to help me distinguish between the two.
I know you believe in this stuff. I don't.
Oh, this is stupid. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hello and welcome to Uncharted Faith Podcast, where we are exploring the boundaries of belief. I am your co-host, Amber, aka Amber Bear.
I'm your other co-host, Pastor Alton Killing, RFBC.
Before we get into it, we're going to start off with a little quiz, okay? So I've already kind of discussed behind the scenes what we're going to be doing today. We already have our assigned questions. Pastor will be answering questions dealing in the 80s, whereas I'll be answering questions more geared towards the 2000s. So just stay tuned to see which one of us is going to get the most correct answers, okay? So I'm going to start it off. And my first one is... okay, I'm going to help you out. This one is a cartoon theme song, okay? So... blank. They're more than just a bunch of blank. And I can't give you another hint. I'm prepared to give you another hint, but I just want to see if you knew it off rip. Blank. They're more than just a bunch of blanks.
Would it be CI Transformers?
No. Okay. That's hilarious. Blank. They're more than just a bunch of ducks.
Ducktail. I'll give you start with an easy one. Who lives in a blank?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah, that's easy. I guess this is like a song for real. Okay, well, I guess it says jingle. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
All right.
Which is strange because on the 2000, it has this one. It has, give me a break. Break me off a piece of that blank.
That part.
So you can give it for the 80s and for the 2000s. So you got,
that's hilarious.
You got two easy ones.
Yep.
When we both are too.
Blank. Robots in disguise.
Transformers.
That's funny when you said that.
This is one I know you'll get because you used to watch this all the time. Call me, beat me.
If you want to reach me, Kim Possible. Okay. The choice of a new generation. That's a jingle. Now that was hard. I ain't never heard of this. The choice of a new generation. And I can't. Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Oh my
gosh. I never heard this one, so we'll see if you can get this. The man your man could smell like.
Old Spice?
Yeah.
I just assume, because he smell. Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay, see, I have no idea. Five young heroes united to fight as one.
Oh, that's because they connect together. God, I can't think of the name of the court. Because individually they are all different colors, and then I can't think of the name of
Voltron.
I used to watch that every single day. They're all individual cats, and they come together and make one. Voltron. Okay. When there's trouble, you know who to call.
Batman?
Close.
When there's trouble, you know who to call. Spider-Man? I'm guessing at this point.
Teen Titans.
Oh, see?
I said close because the young Batman is the leader of the Teen Titans.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the beef?
Wendy's. The old lady in the commercial. Look here, you'll get this one. I'm loving it.
I hear it in my thing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Was that McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Maybe it's been a minute since they used that jingle.
I still be like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. People say, you hungry? I said, that stupid jingle in my head.
Okay, this one is funny because I'm like, 80s, but I guess. Go-Go Gadget?
I know what it is. Because he got all this stuff coming his own. I can't think of this.
Part of it is in what I just said. That's part of the... it's two words.
I can't think of his name.
Go-Go Gadget. Inspector Gadget. I love that.
Blank. Wands and wings. Floating. Crowning things.
Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah. I can't think of the... Okay. Where am I? Kiss a little longer. Laugh a little longer. Stay close a little longer. With... blank blank. This gotta be old.
It was something with either toothpaste or mouthwash. No, gum.
Yep.
It's gum. It's
yep.
It's gum. I can't think of it. It's gum.
Big red gum.
The snack that smalls back.
Goldfish? Okay, this is the last cartoon theme song. I don't think I ever heard of this. She's got the power and she knows how to use it.
She got the power and she knows how to use it. Cartoon.
I don't know.
And I was going to be like, she's got the power. But I don't even know how it go. Jam.
I
don't even know.
Look at that. See, that was late 80s when I was out of school. 89. I was in the entertainment. Here's your last jingle. Last brand. Eat Fresh.
Subway.
I think we massacred that a little bit. So.
Yeah, we did surprisingly good. I was a little nervous, but then I was like, it could go either way. But let's get into, we have a little show review for you guys. So if y'all decide to watch this, okay, let's give you a little warning right here. We are not asking or telling anyone to go and watch the show that we're going to be discussing today. Whatever shows you are into, you are more inclined to read the description, Google it for yourselves. But we're going to review a show called Evil. Okay. Now, the reason why I wanted to get into this show is because basically this might be a spoiler alert for some of you, and it may not be, that discusses demons in our life or the invisible fight that we're fighting. It kind of gives us a visualization of what that could look like or what that may look like.
Yeah, I think it's season 4 is ready to start.
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, season 4 is ready to start, I believe. And so today was the first day I watched. I think my daughter has watched it before, so she said, dad watched this, so I watched. I mentioned two episodes now, so don't give me a heart. Excuse hard time about it, but I watched two episodes today.
Right, so we haven't gotten into anything, you know, real crazy, but we have a good synopsis of what the show is about and what's happening in the show. And so some of the things that we could talk about, I would like to start going into. Well, how do you feel about the show? How do you feel about the show so far?
I think the show, what they're trying to portray is what we battle with every day. And we battle this in the sense that there is things that happen that is a struggle. So it, the first two episodes really piqued my attention because there is a spiritual battle in our lifetime.
And I think one of the things that was like very present right as you get into the first episode is whether you want to acknowledge truth or reality as it is or not, it still goes on around you. So you can acknowledge certain things in your life to be demonic or evil or principalities and things that we talk about. You can either see it as that, or you could just say, oh, today's just a bad day, or we're in a retrograde, or you can always put it on these other things and make other things scapegoats for what in reality is spiritual in nature.
And again, I like what you said, that we can both see something happen, and the truth is it happened, but how we get to that truth is from two different angles. And so the idea is the truth is there. How do we perceive that truth, or how do we evaluate that truth?
Right. What's our perception of what is, how do we come to that conclusion? How do we calculate what just happened, what just transpired in our human mind, and to make it to where it doesn't make us uncomfortable, or we have to deal with hard truths, or we have to be scared of a monster under the bed or something like that.
And I think that's the key, is that even at your spiritual level, there's a wavering of that idea of something supernaturally happening, and you even think those things through when you hear people talk about it. You say, he just whatever. So it's interesting that we are on that topic. What this show is, that I'm not sure how you want to dig into it. I know you have certain questions, but I like to, and you're here as we use the word truth a lot. I think because I look at it as there is a truth, and we have to dig into the reality of that truth. I probably just threw you off your questions just then.
Uh-huh.
We jumped down like section 22 of your 80 questions.
I'm gonna go somewhere kind of different. I'm gonna throw you off a little bit. This is more of a curiosity for me. So this is just an itch for me to scratch. How do you feel about these type of shows coming about that kind of deals with religion, but at the end of the day, I don't know who produced this. I don't know who the writers were. I don't know who the directors were, whatever the case may be, but let's assume they're just the Hollywood head and this is just a project for them. This is just entertainment for them. This is just whatever. How do you feel about when someone of that nature or background is opening spiritual or religious work and for people to view it, to make comments about or to have perception about?
From the show, it takes it from a Catholic background, from the spiritual side of the house. I know we're going to have people who are Catholic, who are Baptist, who are Methodist, who are all that. I had to study those different religions. And so those different religions, they veer off in different directions from each other. But at the root of it is God-centered and Jesus-centered.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, they are adhering to what the Catholic beliefs are.
Uh-huh.
Some of the stuff with, you know, in any religion, you always have those who are far left,
right.
Far right.
Uh-huh.
And so you have some of that within it. And so those who know the Catholic background can say that. But at the base of it, the lead actor who is out investigating these things, his prayers are authentic. His rituals are authentic to the religion. And so to me, as long as they're adhering to the authentic, authenticity.
Authenticity.
There you go, baby. That religion is giving off the truth about the religion. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, the other lady who used to be a Catholic but now has turned away from because of all the struggles in her life, she is the reality of it, that she questioned the idea about prayer. She right. questioned the idea and said that so I can just pray and it changed. No, God is not a genie in the bottle. And so that to me gives this battle. And some people are going to be her and some people are going to be him. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't necessarily feel at fault for them to use that as their basis. But the idea is if you're her, the validity of what he's saying rings in your mm-hmm. ear.
Right.
And if you him, the struggles of those in the real world. This is what
yeah.
I got. Church has gotten this fantasy world with their four walls up and think that everybody's in this same. No, people are on a different pathway. That's why we did this podcast, because the idea, the reality of it is that we have Mondays in our life. Now you have struggles, you have thoughts that you shouldn't have. You have desires because we're in the flesh. And we preach this religion that once you come to Christ, everything's made whole. Yes, he cleans us up. And the cleaning is a continual action in our life. Because why? Guess what we did today? We messed up today. Some kind of way we thought something, said something, did something today that wasn't right. But we are able at the end of the day to ask for forgiveness. And he resets it for tomorrow. Knowing, this blows my mind, God loves us so much that he forgives us today and makes your life as if those things never happen, knowing that tomorrow
we're gonna mess up again.
I don't want to pin on that for a second. I know we're talking this evil thing, but ain't that something that God forgives us and know they're gonna mess up again tomorrow, and he's ready to forgive us then? That's how much he loves us, and we cannot comprehend that, because in our life you get one chance, and you mess up that one chance, the likelihood, my rent,
right.
Some people got messed over in the fifth grade. Then they're 75 years old, and still, when they see that person, they want to go punch them in the eye. But they go to church every week. If it holds to whatever religion is talking about, and for me, I'm a Christian, so I hold to the Christian values, I'm good with it, because it gives the people the opportunity to choose their sides. And then to see those holy rollers who are in this right side can say, man, I can see why she struggled. That helps me now to know that my neighbor is struggling. Let me be able to say something to my neighbor. And so that's why we talk about our digging into the faith. It says that faith does not make us perfect. Loving God does not make us perfect. He uses imperfect people to witness his perfection in our lives. We always have an empty seat waiting for somebody. Because guess what? We're a church full of imperfect people, and we still have seats available. Tag that. That's a good tagline for
you. We still got seats available. Well, I have a graphic that'll go great with that. I do. I have a great picture for that. I want to tie a bridge from our review and let us know if you want us to talk about any specific episodes. If you've watched the show and you have questions that you want us to talk about, if you want to see more of this, just put a hashtag. Well, don't put hashtag evil. But hashtag Netflix.
The first couple episodes, my wife was like, I can't watch it with y'all.
Right.
There are some scenes in there that if you're not good on scary movies, and I'm really not myself, but there are some scenes my wife had to walk away from. So it gets to the heart of, the first episode gets to the heart of what is nightmares. So
if you're sensitive to have nightmares and you frequently, the things that you watch are immediately in your dreams, well, you might not want
to
watch.
Skip number one, then go to number two. Number two,
they get their depictions of demons, they get lighter. I think at the beginning they're just trying to show the point, but eventually, so that it's not becoming a scary type, sinister type of show, they get, I don't want to say goofy looking, but it's more of a Dr. Seuss feel the more you get into it. So just think of it as Nightmare on Whoville Street or something.
And the next episode, he goes from possession to miracles. And so then they take a look at what those miracles are. And I'll say this about the second episode. Even though they weren't calling it a miracle, they do it on a medical level. That was a miracle.
A phenomenon.
Because even when they described it, man, it's good that she... Anyway, I want to tell the show.
And then also not to tell the show, the different episodes, the intro, it shows a depiction of what may come up in the show. And so at a certain point, maybe not in the first season, but at a certain point, it starts saying this episode is going to be about this particular demon. And it shows depictions of those. So not to get too many spoiler alerts, but to tie it all together, and don't let me lose you when I try to tie it together. Somebody said something, and I don't know if it was somewhere on social media, that's all I can tell you, that what you don't pray for, you forfeit. And I was just like, ooh, because when you think about pray for everything, your mind don't really go to, if I don't pray that this laptop stayed in a good condition, because we know how I am with technology, I might as well forfeit it. That might have been the problem. Maybe all my technology broke down because I wasn't praying for it, so I forfeit it.
Jesus gave us a model prayer. Here are the essential things you pray about. You pray for God's daily supply of your needs, daily bread. He says, then ask God to cover you over the day. Then ask God to forgive you of those sins you committed, and then forgive them who sin against you. Lead us not into temptation. So he gives us this idea that in that model prayer, he gives the essence of giving it to God, letting God use it, and being accountable to where you are and who you are. And God, and this is me coming off the top of my head with that. I wish I would have thought about that, but because I tell you guys was raised that way, hey, just pray about everything. That's what we do. We just pray. I want to make sure I cover people who I remember to pray. I pray about my family, pray about those things. And so you need your car. You need these things. God, you give me my daily bread, my daily needs. And we need a lot of stuff through the day. We need folk to not act crazy with them. We need not to act crazy with folks. Uh-huh. So think about that. That hit me during this podcast. It's not something I dug into or whatever. It might need to do a sermon too about the idea of that model prayer, is that in that prayer, he said that I'm not forfeiting anything because I'm asking God to give me everything that I need. I need God to give to my kids. All my kids are grown. My youngest child, she's away in grad school. My daily bread is that I want you to cover them, right? That's a daily need of mine. I need him to cover you and your husband. I need him to cover Quentin and his wife. And then now I got 5 grandkids. I need you to cover them. And then God, even that, when I'm not here, hope my prayer goes in the future that even for Amari, who is the youngest grandchild at 7 months old, that God, you cover him for the next 80 years he's here. And then watch this, to cover his kids. Uh-huh. So my daily needs are unaccountable, right? Not only do I need that, I need the food. I need
fire. That's what you want, though. That's not what you need. You hope, you wish, you pray.
You're right. No, I do, but I do need that. I need for my kids to be healthy because that gives me then freedom to be who God calls me to be in these areas. So no,
I see what you say.
The idea of when we start saying need, I don't need to have a big house. I don't need to have 8 cars. I don't need to have $1 million in the bank. Those are all I would love to have $1 million in the bank. I would love to have, well, to my bank, I'm saying million, but $1 million daily. So that
it's right. $1 million. Yeah. A continual, all the flood of bank account.
But those are right. When I say that, I better correct that. It says, my daily bread is what I need to survive. It's not necessarily need. It's those things to survive. Because if something happens to one of my kids, I go crazy. If something happens to my wife, I think I'll go crazy. So those are our daily needs. But I say, and this is why I got to be careful with this idea of what we say needs. Supplying those things that I can actually be who God calls me.
I love my daddy, y'all, and I love my pastor, but some folk, I don't want to say need, but some folk, maybe I'll save it for the edit, some folk need to lose their kid to get closer to God, because that's in some people's, that might have been a tragedy that this person is going to come to God for or through. So to say, that's why I'm iffy on the need, because you said that's your daily bread. So I get what you're saying.
But see, what you just said, though, is there is a transition period of our life that we become closer to God. And when we can have a relationship with God, but God can draw us closer to Him through tragedy. I don't want to draw closer to God because of tragedy, but that's my prayer. My prayer is that, God, you watch over my children, you watch over my kids, don't let any harm come to them. But I, in it, always say, but not my will.
Let your will be done.
And I know this is definitely not how we were going with this
conversation. At all, y'all. I took a laugh.
This idea of this. And you got to be careful of that idea of need, because the need then starts to expand to, I need to have the fancy car. We are driven by comforts and that. I, to be honest, a roof over my head, AC when it's hot, heat when it's cold, is basically... That's what you need. Those people were living back in the day in caves, and God was letting them have fire and whatever He needed to give them. So this idea that spirituality and Christianity, a relationship with God, breeds this idea of prosperity is not true. Sometimes it breeds this idea of going through captivity, being in a fiery furnace. Being in these places that are difficult, hanging on the cross.
Being in places that we definitely would not choose to be in.
And so this idea of Christianity is this place where wishes come true. And so we went from the show to our prayers. And the idea is, to sum it up, and I know we just went way to the left, is that even in my prayer, we got to be careful that we leave it in God's hand. Not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And not fight that. Mm-hmm.
And that means that whatever comes today is in God's will. If it's in God's will, He gives us the power to overcome it. He gives us the power to go through it, to go over it, or go under it. And He supplies those things to get through it. Those two questions we dealt with were so deep. I know we had a whole different route we was going to go to. And again, your conversation that we started with, with reviewing that show, because in that show, she makes a statement about prayer. So I can just pray. It's God's will.
So you think that if you just pray hard enough, God's going to grant you miracles? And if I thought that prayer would have any impact on it at all, I mean, I would be on my knees every single night. I wouldn't go out. I would pray so much, I'd shame the saints. But that's not how it works, is it? I mean, there are millions of religious people praying, and they still die of cancer or car accidents.
I know our prayer changes things. The Bible teaches us that. If I'm truly where God wants me to be, He says He will get the desires of my heart. But that means they have to have a change in my heart. And so I'm going to take two parts. The vision board. Before I even do a vision board, I want to pray, God, let me really feel you as I try to map out what my vision is for this year. Because I don't want to go ahead of you and try to drag you along, because I know that doesn't work.
Right.
I want you to order my footsteps. It's not a manifestation. If it's in His will, it's already there. And what changes is I get out of my will. You got to be like, I just ready to leave my job. And every time I say that, there's a person that comes up that need help, and I end up helping them. And they quick and say, man, I am so glad that you was here to help me out on this one. And I always tell them, now you have to do the same thing for other people. And there's a reason why God hasn't moved me, because it's not in His will.
Right.
I don't get mad at God that I'm still there. I look at it and say, man, I've been trying to move out of this way. In 2024, how many people did you help out? How many people are better now because God used you to make them better or help them better? Or how many people you walked through their situation? They're telling you, man, thank you for what you've done. And you were trying to do that. Same thing with all of everything we do. Wherever God has us, He is working on us. And so we're so anxious to get out of it, because I think you said earlier, we're uncomfortable because we pray for comfortability. We want the red easy button. Uh-huh. You push it and you go through it. But you got to look back on it, is that how many people have you helped or been blessed as you go through these things? So this idea of manifesting something is only manifested if it's in God's will. God's will is so large that as we walk the pathway, we can't miss out on his will, but he is always working in our life.
I think the problem, and it's not going all the way hit, but I'm going to say it anyway. The problem is whenever we manifested this. That'd be the problem when we make it about us doing it in our own strength, as you would say. So yeah. We got to give the blessings back to God. We're not blessing our own self, because then why are we in the situation that we find ourselves in right now? Or why are we walking in this darkness when all we got to do is turn on the light, if it's that simple? But it's not. It's whatever it is that God is wanting to do in our life.
And that's why I say in your vision board, there's a lot of with the quality of who God is. I'm not able to, because we are a blessing to bless other people. We are to be the light into the dark world. Does my vision board line up with that? And if it does, and it comes true, then it wasn't that he was manifesting it, that it was in God's will all the time. Now that we have this big idea, if you don't pray, it's not going to happen. If that's the case, man, I have been blessed at times when I did pray. I look at the life that I lived, my 5 years in the military. I was trying to be as far away from God as possible. But we were in church all the time. We was worship board, choir rehearsals, da-da. And we were at the church, because we lived right around the corner from the church. And we were, the McKenna was going to church. If everybody in the neighborhood wasn't going to church, the McKenna was going to church. Come hell or rain or snow, we were going to church. And so I got to the point where when I was in the village, I was like, and God, I can see where God, he kept me. And I could have been in two major wrecks, and I don't know how it didn't happen. So those things, I know that I wasn't praying for it. And I know that my grandma's praying for me all the time. So we are living testimonies of the power of prayer in our lives. And so, I don't know, this didn't go like I thought.
It didn't.
I don't think we're going to podcast. I was like,
oh, wow.
I didn't preach this morning. And now she want to come with all this hard hitting stuff. But to be honest, what you're talking about is what we deal with on a day to day basis, is that the power of prayer. And really people start saying, does prayer work in my life? And it does. We might not see it from the standpoint, because what we're praying is not in God's will. I like to say this. Some people are where they are in their life because it's part of God's bigger plan. And so whatever you find yourself in, God is working in there, and he's supplying you with stuff. I used to always say, now how can these people who can't rub two nickels together are always in this joy of the Lord? And it wasn't based upon what they had. It was based upon who they had. And I'm learning that more and more and more, as I want to be able to do that. I still mess up. I still got issues. I still got problems. But I want to make sure that I live in that moment that God is working with us.
And that made me have a thought. But then there's a umbrella thought to that. And that's almost to say, sometimes we're praying for things and we're not getting the things because we don't have the attributes to sustain the things. So sometimes y'all got the gym and weight loss on your vision board, but you're not praying for discipline. You're not praying for dedication. You're not praying for your appetite. You're not praying for your snacking urges. You're not praying for your mindset on food. You're not praying for the things and the traits that it takes to become the person or to get the things that you're wanting. So you're skipping steps. You need to start back at...
Because we see what other people are doing, but we don't have the insight to what they're doing. We see the results of it, but we don't... And that's just not what that... That's anything we do. We don't see the work that goes in to get to that position. I think we talked this before about... in our last podcast about the idea that we see the results today, we know the 12 years of struggles to get to that.
Or that
discipline to get to that. And even in our spirituality, like you just said, I can't go from being this Christian, I don't want any problems, I don't want any troubles, but I want success. No, that comes with the struggle. And Jesus says that as the prophet of old was persecuted, so will you be by in my name. I don't know where we started with that conversation.
That was,
you asked a question about
this is literally what this show is about, I guess. Uncharted, okay? Because we thought we had a plan of going one way, and then we went to some other territories, but that's fine, because that's what we do here.
She always comes up with a list, and she just wants me to just go off the cuff, and so you get this. But the reality is, that's how our lives are. We try to plan out as much as we can with our life, but Mondays happen.
And I literally already have my to-do list for Monday. But the first thing that really need to be on it before my feet touch the ground is praying over my day, because I already know it's going to be a day. It's going to be a day. I get stuck where it's like, you could have sworn you prayed from A to Y, but then Z happened. And you like, ooh, if I just had 30 more seconds, I would have paid for that.
We got in this podcast today. But you just said that. See what I'm saying? We can try our best. That's a great energy. We can try our best to cover everything that can possibly happen in that day. And so I think that's why Jesus talked, the way he did it, says that, man, you cannot pray enough to prepare for it. Don't try to spend hours doing this. Hey, here's the model prayer. Here's the things you pray for. And in this prayer, because this is Jesus' word, Jesus is our intercessor right now at the right hand of the Father. And he's telling us how to get yourself in with these prayers. And watch this. I don't think Jesus would put a prayer together that would make us miss something.
Right. And then, I'm going to stop after this. But then, we was talking about in Bible study, knowing our triggers and how to go about our triggers. If you know that your quick response, Amber Bear, is to get upset and then start going off on people and to, to crash out. Instead of crashing out, we need to be in such rhythm that the first thing is, oh God, help me in this moment. Constrain me, Father. Give me the words to say and give me the quietness to not say nothing when I don't need to say nothing.
Watch this. I'm her fun. She crashes out on me. You know what? I'm going to let you make with that one, but I'm going to remind you of this tomorrow on the next day.
But anyway, we got off a little track here a little bit, but I think it was an interesting conversation. And so, again, thank you guys for joining us. And I would ask that you, as you review this podcast, if you have questions, we want to be very informative of what we say. Because reality is, life happens. Life happened in the Bible. Life is happening now. So thank you for joining this podcast. Thank you to my co-host who comes up with majority of the content and just throws me curveballs in and out.
And if you made it this far, clearly we are becoming your favorite daddy-daughter duo. So go ahead and put a little compass in the chat for Uncharted Faith Podcast. Make sure you go ahead and share this with somebody. Share it with your family, your friends, and your co-workers. And that's all we got for you today. Y'all have a great week.
Uncharted Faith, be blessed.
Well, it'd be funny if it wasn't recording.